Sunday morning. This is May 13th, 2018. We're going to look at a kind of continuation where we have been looking at a couple of weeks on. This is the Nephilim. The Nephilim, Satan's genetic seed. And I'm not going to spend a whole lot of time on this. I'm going to try to get through this pretty fast. But I feel like I need to continue on so we complete what we started. Okay, we're going to look at Luke 17 first. Verse 26. And just as it was in the days of Noah, so will it be in the time of the Son of Man. People ate, they drank, they married, they were given in marriage, right up to the day when Noah went into the ark, and the flood came and destroyed them all. So also it was the same as it was in the days of Lot. Well, I'm not going to read that. I just wanted to read the part about in the day of Noah. These governments were established on the earth in Noah's day. Okay, now turn with me to Genesis chapter 6. So Jesus is saying here that when he comes again, what was going on in Noah's day is going to be going on again. Genesis 6, 1 through 4, when men began to multiply on the face of the land and daughters were born to them, the sons of God saw that the daughters of men were fair, and they took wives of all they desired and chose. Then the Lord said, My spirit shall not forever dwell and strive with man, for he also is flesh, but his days shall yet be 100 years. So he gave Noah the mandate for 120 years he would preach to try to get as many people on board as he could. There were giants on the earth in those days, and also afterward when the sons of God lived with the daughters of men and they bore children to them. These were the mighty men who were of old, men of renown. Okay, so these governments were established on the earth in the time of Noah. When these sons of God came down and did what they did, I don't know. Our Bible doesn't say. Now, the book of Enoch talks about a group of the sons of God coming down and polluting the women because they said they had knowledge. I've told you before that really demon means to know or knowledge. They had certain kinds of knowledge that caused these women. That's where witchcraft started coming in to play on the earth. I don't know. You know, all I can say is when I've done some study and listened after other people that they always bring up Enoch because Enoch was alive in that time. He was actually Noah's grandfather, Enoch. Okay, and there's not much about Enoch. We see Enoch in Genesis and we see Enoch in Jude, is it? I think it's Jude. Okay, all right, verse 5 says, The Lord saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination and intention of all human thinking was only evil continually. So everything they thought was polluted and corrupted. It was all anti-God. So whatever these beings did, it polluted these people. And then this race was born. The giants came into play, the Nephilim. And I think it's Nahum 1:9 that talks about they will not resurrect because they were not gods. All right, now let's look at verse 8 here. It says, But Noah found grace, favor in the eyes of the Lord. So Noah was a man that walked by faith. All right, now let's go over to chapter 5, 21. It says, when Enoch was 65 years old, Methuselah was born. Enoch walked in habitual fellowship with God after the birth of Methuselah 300 years and had other sons and daughters. So all the days of Enoch were 365 years, and Enoch walked in habitual fellowship with God, and he was not, for God took him home with him. He's talked about in Hebrews 11:5. So when Methuselah was 187 years old, Lamech was born to him. Methuselah lived after the birth of Lamech 782 years, and he had other sons and daughters. So Methuselah lived 969 years, and he died. someone, I heard a teaching one time, and I don't remember who it was, and I didn't look it up for myself, but they said something about the name of Methuselah meant the flood will come. As soon as he died, the flood would come. And I don't, like I said, I've not checked that out. If you want to check that out. When Lamech was 182 years old, a son was born, and his name was Noah. He named him Noah, saying, "This one shall bring us relief and comfort from our work and the grievous toil of our hands due to the ground being cursed by the Lord." So Enoch was his grandfather. He learned after his grandfather, didn't he? If every person, all their thinking was evil continually, but Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. So from what I gather, he was the only one. Okay. All right. Enoch walked by faith. His grandson walked by faith. The giants are not just in fairy tales. They're all through the scripture. You can see their presence throughout the Old Testament. And to save time this morning, I have so much to bring. I'm going to give you these scriptures if you want to look them up. These talk about the giants. Numbers 13:33, Deuteronomy 2, verse 10, and then 20 and 21. Deuteronomy 3:11 and 13. Joshua 12:4. Joshua 13:12. Joshua 15:8. Joshua 17:15. So, you know, they've been around a while here. Joshua 18:16. 1 Samuel 17, which is David. He killed Goliath. 2 Samuel 21:16, 18, 20, and 22. And 1 Chronicles 2:4-8. They were hybrids. Now, this is what a hybrid is. An offspring of two animals or plants or of different races, breeds, varieties, species, or genera. Their characteristics, and this is from archaeological finds, these points. Six fingers, six toes, large elongated skulls, double rows of teeth. It reminded me of cone heads. When he opens his mouth, he's got all these rows of teeth. I'm thinking, follow the movies. Skeleton different. I remember seeing these big old heads, and their seams on their head, like a normal human, was different. So they had different genetics. They were up to 36 feet tall, cannibalistic, they drink blood, and they're lawless. All right, the giants, the word Nephel, it means a feller, bully, tyrant. That's in the Strong's. The children of Israel compared themselves upside them as grasshoppers. We be as grasshoppers in their sight. That's why they didn't go and take the land. The giants scared them. Satan's plan to pollute the bloodline, the movie The City of Angels. I didn't see it, but I heard it's about Nicolas Cage is an angel that comes down and sleeps with Meg Ryan, and I don't know. I didn't see it, so I don't know, but that's a prime example. Starman is another example in the movies of, you know, this garbage. Okay. The Twilight movies, here you've got the human and you've got the evil demonic together, vampires and humans. Some people think they're hiding these guys in Antarctica. I don't know, because we talked about 161 underground bases in the U.S., 1,500 of them are worldwide. There are no extraterrestrials. They are hybrids. Satan appears as an angel of light. And he does not want us to be sucked into this. Whether they be real, whether they be here or not, they're going to be when Jesus comes. So we should not be caught unaware, but we won't be deluded. Okay, this is 2 Thessalonians 2:11. This is coming. Will it come in our day? I don't know. There's sure a lot of it in the world right now to not be influencing and already deluding many. Maybe it's a progressive thing like we've been seeing. This is 2 Thessalonians 2:11. Therefore, God sends upon them a misleading influence, a working of error, and a strong delusion to make them believe what is false. So the Lord's going to allow this. Now, I read to you last week Project Bluebeam. I wrote you one article, but I'm going to read another one today. This won't take long. That the government, or the deep state, had a plan, a four-step plan. The first stage was, according to Monast, who wrote this, would be the artificial creation of earthquakes. These earthquakes would unearth new and mysterious artifacts that would call all major religious beliefs into question. Like, you know, well, the Pope saying, well, Jesus is an alien. Something stupid like that. The second stage will be a spectacular show in outer space, the fake creation of signs and wonders, which would be significant only to religious and New Age cultists. Holographic images of specific versions of the deity or deities would appear in areas in which they were predominant. For instance, Israel would see the Jewish Messiah. In Muslim countries, the image of Allah would be projected into heaven. In Christian countries, it would be Jesus. Then all the deities would merge together to be shown as one God. This, according to Monast, would be the electronic Antichrist. The third stage, this God would speak to people using ELF. Then in the chaotic fourth stage, Monast believed that Christians would think the rapture is happening. Ode to Joy would be played by the United Nations and heard by everyone telepathically, and it would be universal. Isn't that weird? The truth about Bluebeam is that these theories of the faking of UFO events and a false second coming were written by a Christian fundamentalist. Now, Bluebeam is considered in a catch-all for all things alien. It has been associated with the HAARP project, chemtrails, and crop circles. It's the great hoaxing of the world that radical conspiracy theorists believe must be stopped. Ostensibly, we have been desensitized to alien events that rival the writings of author C. Clarke. With stories about large ships parked worldwide over major cities, we are conditioning Christian fundamentalists with pop rapture eschatology, movies and TV shows that tell us that the world is preparing for some major event, and we all know that it has to be a meeting with God of the extraterrestrials. Believers in Bluebeam will likewise know that this is all faked, which sits better with people who want to declare limits on possibilities. Dr. Carol Robin appeared on my radio show, Ground Zero, in 2001. Rosin, the first female corporate manager of Fairchild Industries, was spokesperson for Wernher von Braun in the last years of his life. She founded the Institute for Security and Cooperation in Outer Space in Washington, D.C., has testified before Congress on many occasions about space-based weapons. What she had to say to Ground Zero listeners concurs with what William Cooper said to some extent, had to say about faking a heavenly event. It goes on and on. But anyway, I just wanted to, you know, I want you to be prepared if some weirdo something like that happens. That's what the Lord put on my heart. He said it'll be a strong delusion, is what he said. And there's going to be people that would think, that's Jesus, it's a rapture. I know the man that had the dream, he said his family lost his whole family because they thought it was Jesus and it was a rapture, and these ships took them up into the deal, and I guess they just killed them. I don't know what they did with them, but it was a fake thing. It was a hologram, all this mess going on. I mean, you can go to Disneyland and see that. Okay. All right. Now for the fun part. Okay. Go ahead. All right.